Right, welcome to I Made You a Mixtape. I'm Wes Ponce.
And I'm Alex Kahneman.
And it has been so long since we've been on the air.
I know, but
we
hey.
Have a couple things for you this week.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So,
we have a really good list to start us back into the flow of things.
Yeah, so it was my week. I wanted a lot of diversity in my week. So we kind of started off with some things that feel new, some things that feel old, and some things that are a bit in between.
Yeah, man.
The first song that I have is called Best to You. It's by Blood Orange. What did you think of this artist?
Okay, so this track was really cool, and I think it was like a really refreshing like kickoff, because you know it's definitely like kind of like a poppy track, but it has this like awesome intro that really highlights the girl's voice, and like kind of lets you know who the song's about, essentially, like the feature of it.
Yeah,
and like her voice is just like super delicate, and like the intro is like almost like a trick. It makes you think it's going to be this like really soft, pretty song, and then these crazy awesome jungle drums just start coming in with all sorts of like different like stick clicks, and like they have like xylophones, and
yeah,
like, it's just a really awesome like super rhythmic texture that's like it like makes you want to like move around a lot.
I think for me it was like the big thing about the song that I really was first drawn to when I found it was I really loved all the different kinds of beats and textures that they used in the song.
Yeah,
I thought that was really really cool, and obviously like listening to it, that's the first thing that caught me. And then I love her weird throwback voice.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, 90s R&B, like, female singers.
Oh, straight up, dude.
And it's so good, and it's so refreshing, and, like, I haven't heard anything for a while from that particular style.
Mm-hmm.
That it gives this, like, retrofit to this, like, new kind of sound, which I really liked about it.
Yeah, man. And, like, the way that they traded off vocals between, like, you have, like, the lead singer who's the female voice, and then you have, like, a backup singer who's a male voice. Like, they kind of, like, call and answer the whole time.
Yeah.
And the play on that is really pleasing. So, like, there's, like, almost always some sort of vocal happening. It just kind of keeps the momentum going.
Absolutely.
And, like, I really, really loved the, like, kind of, like, stuttery kick drums at the end where you just get, like, dun-dun, like, two of them really quick all of a sudden. Like, that was, like, really satisfying for me.
So this next song is probably the most well-known if you've watched any, like, comedies recently or anything like that, because this song is actually the... It's called Reconstruct by Fote, and it's actually the theme song, or at least the last part of it, that, like, horn section, mm-hmm. is the theme song for a show called Men Seeking Women.
Okay.
What did you think about this piece?
Okay, well, first off, anytime you start off with a dirty synth like that, you kind of have my attention.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, my jam. I love good sounds. And this just starts off with, like, this really pure-sounding sub-bass that's been distorted. And so it's just, like, really raunchy. And, like, and then it just goes right into all of those, like, horns that are super warbly, and it has that really, like, psychedelic vocal style. And, like, they, like, explore, like, all sorts of different, like, room spaces. Like, it sounds like he's, like, right in front of you, and then it sounds like he's, like, in a cave all of a sudden.
Right, yeah.
And I just, like, I liked how they're willing to go crazy with, like, these really dense synth chord building up into these just awesome, just, like, really catchy choruses. I mean, and, like, the whole track just feels super hypnotic to me. And, like, every little thing they do just, like, adds to that level of hypnotic. And especially when they finally, like, get into the drop.
Yeah. I think the thing that I love about this is I just love the switch that happened in the song. So, like, it feels, like, the first time I heard it, it just felt like it was out of nowhere. Where it, like, went into that really kind of almost, like, heavy horn-driven section and everything like that. But I started noticing over the next few times that I listened to it that you get little, like, Easter eggs of that entire song. Mm-hmm. Coming throughout the like the beginning song.
Oh, absolutely.
Which I thought was super cool when I think about it, because I love that stuff in filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Where you get little Easter eggs everywhere, and then it kind of finally shows up. That I, when I was listening to it again, I was like, wow, that's a really cool concept for like a song, actually. I
mean, and, you know, to me, like, that's how music should be thoughtfully written, you know? Like, you don't just, like, write a part and then write a part and then write a part and you have your song. It's better to, like, know where you're going to go and use pieces of that on the journey. So
right.
That way it all feels like this homogenous kind of idea.
Yeah, especially for a song that sounded so very different than the first one. But then for it to have, like, just little pieces that have been spread out. It was great.
Yeah, right?
Mm. So the next song is called... It is by a band called Against All Odds. It is This Old House Is All I Have.
Is it Against All Odds or Logic?
It's against all logic, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm just making sure. This one has those really cool gritty bass stabs. at the very beginning, and like you're not sure what's going to happen, and then it sounds kind of jazzy, but it's also really distorted, and then it like just like explodes into like this crazy hip hop beat thing that's just got all this weird distorted jazz in the background and these huge horn stabs that are like they sound like explosions coming out of the speaker. This song's wild.
Yeah, so the first thing that you hear in this song is that big like kind of horn section. Once the horns apparently seem to be the theme for the week.
Yes,
it's okay. Lots of very horn driven songs. But I think the thing that I got out of this was like the first bit of it sounds like. I've been watching a lot of old movies lately, and all those old movies always have those like intros, like where they just have that music that plays for a while, and it sounds like I was gonna go see like, you know, Ben-Hur or like Cleopatra, so that had that really Roman horn sounding feel,
totally.
But it was kind of distorted, and then all of a sudden like it just builds and builds and builds and then just drops in this really cool like you said, like a funk kind of hip hop soul beat.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
Yeah, I wrote that at first it sounds like I'm like you're like watching an old kung fu movie.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like, you know, I think we're getting the same vibe there. But then I said, like, as soon as the beat drops, I was like, oh, this sounds like something Quentin Tarantino would start a movie with.
Right? Yeah. No, I gotta. Yeah, I think I showed this to Chloe like a week ago, and she said the same thing. Where she's like, it has this Tarantino-esque kind of feel.
Yeah,
on it.
It's like really well put together, but also really raw and like aggressive. And I feel like that's kind of his style.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's been kind of like stolen from something else and then put in there. So it's like it didn't have the whole, because there's that fuzz on it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fuzz. Don't think when you listen to this song that your speakers are broken at all.
Yeah, it's totally
a choice. It sounds like you're just listening to it on a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like no, like they, because there's some stuff that sounds so beautiful and clean and like in your face, and there's other stuff that's just so nasty and distorted. But it's cool. It works, I think.
Yeah, it works out really well. I love listening to this. This like the song makes me feel like something epic's about to happen. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like there's something. Like if I turn it on in my car, I'm like, okay, we're gonna go do something.
Yeah, this is probably the band that got me the most excited this week. It's not my favorite song of the week, but this is the one that I want to listen to more of their stuff the most.
So my next song is by Dirty Art Club. It's called Sincerely Yours. What did you think of this one?
So this was a really nice track right after the last one. Because like it starts off with like this like almost like barbershop quartet choir sample. And they just like sing one line and it's a cadence and it leads right into just like this kind of cool weird warbly piano sample with like some really dry drums. So it's just like this cool kind of lo-fi hip-hop that kind of sounds more folky, and I don't know, like this one was just like really mellow and like it's refreshing to hear because it's just like a nice palate cleanser.
Yeah, I really liked this is the kind of music that I like to listen to when I'm like drawing or working on like a project or anything like that, because it feels like it doesn't have to take all of my attention to understand it, but
totally.
It's also a really, really nice song that I kind of catch myself singing along with,
mm-hmm.
especially that working on it part that they say constantly in it. And I just like I would be drawing and I'd be like, make a little noises to myself and stuff.
Totally.
And I loved it. I loved this song.
Yeah. And I thought it was a really cool way of repurposing samples. Like, cause like when you get to the end of it, you're just hearing the end of the original sample played out with the bass and the piano.
Right.
But like the whole track is like leading up to this moment where you finally get to hear the completion of the sample, and it just works really well.
And I'm a sucker for it. I love hip hop bass and drums with like just cut copy samples of anything.
I mean, it's such a like now aesthetic, you know. It's essentially a music collage, and it's one of the cooler forms of music that people don't really think about.
There we go. We'll call it dream board.
Dream board.
It's like when like, you're like, hey, you got to put all these like collages up of things you want to do.
Yeah,
like, this is my dream board, and that's exactly what it is in song.
Yep.
So, the last song that I have this week is called Strawberry Fire. And it's by Apple and Stereo. What'd you think of this song?
Okay, so this song is really fun. This is probably the most classic sounding of the songs.
I agree.
Like, the first thing I wrote was it was like psychedelic era Beatles meets Beck. So like it totally sounds and reminds me of like Strawberry Fields, because it has that like type of arrangement and like strings and just like lots of like things happening all at once, and this kind of like hypnotic chord progression that doesn't seem to end. It just kind of seems to keep going forward.
Yeah.
And like I really like the vibe and like the sounds that they use. Like they're pick, there's like so many like surprising chords, let alone like even surprising moments. Like, I love whenever, like, everything just drops out and it's the acoustic guitar and you're like, oh, I guess the song's over. That was short. And then it just, like, starts right back in with the chorus and it does that to you twice.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like the beat, like, where, like, at the end of the, what was it? I think it is Strawberry Fields or something, where they have that, like, long kind of outro and it's like,
Yep. Totally. Yeah, but, like, I really like this song. Like, this is the one, like, I'm definitely going to want to show this to my dad, because
this was, I think I said, that, yeah, when I heard this song, I thought of you, and I put it on the list, but then I was also like, I really want Alex's dad to hear this song, because, like, Alex, if you've listened to the episode with Alex's dad on it, you'll know that he's quite a big Beatles fan.
Huge Beatles fan.
And I think I was like, man, this sounds so much like it that I would just be flabbergasted at him being like, I've never heard this Beatles song before.
Yeah, right.
It's because it's not the Beatles.
Right. Man, this was a really fun list for me this week.
Yeah.
I really liked every track. I thought each one, like, had its own place and didn't sound anything like the ones around it. Like, this was fun.
So what would you peg as your favorite one this week?
Honestly, I would probably put Reconstruct as my favorite, personally. Like, that song was just, like, killer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just, Against All Logic is such a different type of sound that I want to know more of it, where, like, Fauté, like, I've heard stuff kind of like that before.
Sure, yeah.
That particular song is just really awesome.
Well, once again, I'm Wes Potts.
I'm Alex Kahneman.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Okay, goodbye.